Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Oh, wake up your neighbors. Wake up your brothers and your sisters and your mothers. Wake up!
Everything.
I just dropped everything. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Today is New Music Tuesday, and I'm excited.
We got a lot of great, great music.
Or at least we think so.
Hey.
Hey.
We know so.
Yeah, we do.
We're the pros. I've been listening to music for years. I know what good music is. Right? I mean, am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
No.
Oh. Man.
It's okay.
Okay. Wow. Let's just kick it off right here. Static. Hello. Static, hello. Hello, Static.
Static, anybody.
Hello.
Anybody.
Hello, Static. Static.
They hung up.
Woo!
We thought we had a phone call first thing. It was super exciting.
505-338-3700 is the phone number as always. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Tuesday morning. We got new music today. I'm really, really looking forward to the show today. You brought a lot of good stuff to the table, my friend.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Where's your hat?
It's right back there. I took it off.
You got a hat.
Yep.
It's from that show, Firefly, that I'm still not really watching yet.
Speaking of Firefly, your wife will be here today.
Oh, yeah! Whoa!
It's good news.
She's flying in on an airplane.
That's right.
Maybe we'll talk about something in breaking news that kind of made me nervous that she was flying out of Nashville.
Oh, man, that's right!
Yep, yep. I remembered that from memory.
She's flying out of Nashville.
Yes.
She'll be here this afternoon.
Yep.
Who's going to pick her up at the airport?
Not me.
We need somebody.
Nah, man, that ain't me.
Yeah, it is it's a good day. I'm really looking forward to this day. Dude, you've been here a week.
I know.
It's been a week.
It's been over a week.
Have you been enjoying your time here in the land of enchantment?
It's not bad.
Not awful?
No, it's not awful.
That's good.
It's not awful. There's not a lot of things that are as awful as driving through Arkansas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Arkansas, really?
Yeah, I'm bringing it up, everybody.
Of all the states,
gonna get a little controversial. I don't know. It just feels like you're driving into, I don't know, some terrible place. It's really bad.
Really?
Yeah. You get out. Number one, I'm not a fan of driving through Memphis because it seems like every time we drive through Memphis, something crazy happens.
Oh, okay. I thought it was because walking in Memphis gets stuck in
your
head.
I love that song.
I know.
I wish it wasn't about Memphis. But then, as soon as you cross the Mississippi River, you're like, shoom, and then you're in Arkansas. The highway.
Stever.
Hey, Matt.
Sir.
Memphis is in Tennessee.
That's what I'm talking about. And I just described going over the Mississippi River and going into Arkansas.
Yep.
There's a difference in the quality of the highway.
Really?
The point of that story.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
That was good.
Thanks.
Hey, it's 6:15 already.
Good. We've wasted some time talking about Arkansas.
No, because it's 15 and 45, we normally do something.
Oh, yeah, we do.
It's called traffic.
Traffic with me. The only thing that's not beautifully green on this screen is the construction at Unser Boulevard and I-40. Good old construction at Unser Boulevard and I-40 never lets me down. She's there every morning just waiting on me to get here and talk about her. The rest of the roads are pretty green. It's a great time to be driving. It's early in the morning. Most people are asleep. And if you're not asleep and you're driving, you're doing a good job right now. So keep it up.
There you go. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. The SOPO opens up at 7 a.m.
7.
You can guarantee we will be there right as they open.
You can guarantee we'll be over there.
I'm just saying.
You can guarantee it like the roads are bad in Arkansas.
So it's just because the roads are bad, that's it?
No, it's this feeling. It's like you're driving into a fog of despair.
Wow.
Even when there's no fog.
There's
a gas station called T-Rex. It's not T-Rex, and terrible things happened there one time when Waverly stopped.
Wow.
I don't know if I can talk about them on the radio. It was so bad.
I can never tell when you're being serious.
Jamie walked into the bathroom, and there was a man pooping in a trash can. I'm sorry that I had to tell you that this early in the morning, but it's real. That's real life. It's just as real as a serial pooper running around in Albuquerque right now. Where's she at right now? Nobody knows. She probably got a little embarrassed after she was all over the news.
Yep.
For pooping in some guy's yard.
Yep. Since then, I don't think she's made an appearance.
She probably hasn't even used the bathroom since then. Let's be honest about that.
Wow. Good morning.
Morning.
Guess what?
What? I have a secret guest.
You have a secret guest?
You want to know who it is?
Heck yeah.
Come on over here, buddy.
Oh, man, what y'all doing out there? It's me. Me, Rob. I come from long. This is my house when I was in it. And I was in it right now. I gotta go.
He's gone. Why are you laughing?
Oh, Steve-O and Mateo hanging out with you this morning.
In the morning.
Hey, Stever.
Almost sounds like he's been hanging out in the big house.
Was that Elmo?
That
was
Meatwad.
That was Meat.
Oh, okay. Was that like his cousin or something?
No, it's from a show.
Oh.
It's from a different show.
What show?
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I don't think I have the theme to that.
It's on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Adult Swim.
Adult Swim.
Oh. No, yeah, someone told us about it, I think.
That's what I've heard.
It used to be pretty funny. I haven't watched it in a long time.
Yeah, I actually don't think I've ever seen that show.
Man, that show is crazy.
You really?
Man, that show is crazy. Whew. I'm crazy.
You know what else is crazy?
Yes, me.
Your bride is coming in today.
Yep.
Yesterday.
She is insane.
Got some breaking news.
Oh, gosh.
Straight out of Nashville.
Hit the music, friend.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Just when I thought it was safe to get back on the airplanes. Breaking news with me, Mateo. All the news you need to know right now when I read it. I got on the Google yesterday. I got on Yahoo, not Google. Yahoo, what? If I got on Google, I wouldn't see anything except Google. So I got on Yahoo, and it said that a plane landed at LaGuardia Airport, and it landed fine, and then the front landing gear went boom, and the plane just fell down.
Yep.
And some people were injured. And then I got to looking, and I was like, oh, it's a Southwest flight. Oh, man, that's my most trusted airline. And then I kept looking, and I was like, that plane flew out of Nashville. My wife's flying out of Nashville on Southwest tomorrow. Awesome.
You were seriously nervous.
I'm still nervous, and my armpits are sweating right now. But it's because it's hot in here, because for some reason we don't like turning the air conditioner on for a while.
Oh, yeah, I hear ya.
Oh, the royal baby has arrived!
Oh, yes! Oh.
This baby came into this world ruling it in a real way. Kate Middleton and, what's-his-face, Prince Harry, had a baby. Eight pounds.
Prince William.
Nope, it's Prince Harry.
Is it Prince Harry?
I'm reading. I told you that yesterday. It was Prince Harry.
Oh, whatever.
Mitch isn't here. I have to know these things. Somebody called me the female Mitch yesterday, and I was like, dang. Anyway.
Wait, what?
Somebody called in and said, hey, female Mitch.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had an 8-pound, 6-ounce baby boy. And the world was stunned. And Steve-O read a really funny tweet by this guy named TJ, who usually listens, so maybe he's listening right now. And it said, didn't we have a giant war of independence so we wouldn't have to worry about Britain having a royal baby?
Yep.
And I thought that was funny.
Yep.
That's not all. New York's 9/11 system went out for, or 911 system went out for 30 minutes Monday morning. It's pretty crazy.
How many crazy things happened in that 30 minutes?
I don't know.
Oh.
Probably, if I'm to believe comic books, a ton of stuff.
Exactly.
President Obama is calling for a review of the standard ground laws, the super controversial laws that are in Florida and that whole Zimmerman thing that I don't want to talk about. Because Facebook won't shut up about it. If you want to learn about that, go read Facebook for about 10 minutes.
There you go.
In England the other day, a woman upset... What? Who typed this? In England the other day, a woman was upset that McDonald's wouldn't take her order in the drive-thru lane because she wasn't in car, but on horseback.
Are you serious?
So you know what she did to retaliate?
She waited till the horse pooed on the...
That's only in Albuquerque.
Drive-thru lane. Okay.
She rode the horse inside McDonald's. Straight up. In related news, McDonald's report said its quarterly sales aren't what they expected. Probably because they have people riding horses into their restaurants. Horses are kind of scary.
Well, yeah!
If a horse was coming at me, like, stampeding towards me... I would be terrified.
You should be.
Especially if it was a bunch of horses.
Right. Like in maybe Abraham Lincoln Vampire...
Worst movie. Why would you bring that up?
Because he was jumping on horses. And then that dude like threw a horse at him. Because that would happen. And it rolled over him and he got up just fine.
Oh my goodness.
Because that would happen.
Oh my goodness.
And they were jumping from back to back on the horses.
Do you want to hear the sweetest thing I've ever read right now?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Cat adopts ducklings, nurses them together with her own kittens. The animal kingdom never ceases to amaze. A cat in Ireland has adopted a trio of ducklings, a trio, and is nursing them alongside her own kittens. The motherly feline is captured in a video where she can be seen to be very protective of her brood. While ducklings are technically incapable of sucking milk, they can still be seen cuddling up to their adopted cat mother, probably for warmth.
Aww.
That's sweet. Even Chrissy would appreciate that.
Nope!
Because she hates cats. New Furby and iPad app unveiled.
Oh, what?
Hasbro's Furby reboot of 2012 got an all-new LED eyes, trippy personalities, and an iOS companion app that translated Furbish. And plays mini games. You will love the mini games, Steve-O.
What?
You love mini games.
I do not.
The 2013 version unveiled Monday and coming this fall. Adds some over-the-top new color patterns. Oh my gosh. But the biggest change is a big update to the free companion iOS app. Instead of Furby getting its own app, it's almost like the iOS game's getting its own companion Furby. Changing the game.
Wow.
The new app has a lot of content. You can encourage your Furby to lay an egg into your iPad.
Oh my.
What? They should have worded that differently. Which later hatches to become a little virtual Furby, a Furbling, that you can play games with and feed slash maintain like a Tamagotchi.
I know Mitch is getting this.
You can earn Furbucks to unlock extras, but it's just to keep you playing. Hasbro says there won't be any insidious in-app purchases. And you won't be able to buy Furbucks with cash.
Okay. I hate that. When you get a free game, like an app that's free and you're playing it for like 8 minutes and it's like, oh, you ran out of energy or life or time or whatever the stupid game is.
Yeah.
And it's like, would you like some more time? $5, please. Or you can wait a week and it'll replenish.
Dot, dot, dot. And there's a toilet your Furby can poop in.
Shut up.
Sometimes it's just poop. Sometimes it's treasure or other weird items.
Are you serious?
These are magical animals, Steve-O. Get with it. Okay, so what we've learned today right now in breaking news is that a woman rode a horse into McDonald's because the drive-thru wouldn't recognize it as a viable mode of transportation.
True.
Kate Middleton had a baby.
True.
Oh, George Zimmerman apparently saved some people.
Oh, that's right.
In an SUV.
Yeah, we saw that yesterday. Yeah. His first public appearance since the trial.
Probably
saved
not.
Saved a family.
Yeah. Probably not set up.
Probably not at all set up. We walked in yesterday. This is how cynical we are. We walked in yesterday and Fox News was on the big old screen in the lobby. And it was like, in his first public appearance since the trial, George Zimmerman saved a family of four from a burning vehicle or something crazy like that. I was like, come on.
Set up.
You really, really?
The only way it could have been better if it would have been first public appearance since trial, George Zimmerman can fly.
Yeah.
Then I would have said, okay.
That's real.
Hey, for real though?
Uh-huh.
This is something pretty cool.
Oh, man.
I need the Superman music.
I'll take it.
If you were watching on the webcam right now, you would see that I'm looking off into the distance.
True.
Heroically.
Mm-hmm.
Because passengers moved a 32-ton train to rescue a trapped woman.
What?
Dozens of Japanese commuters pushed a 32-ton train carriage away from the platform to free a woman who had fallen into the 8-inch gap between it and the platform.
That's
a public announcement that a passenger was trapped prompted about 40 people to join train officials to push the carriage, whose suspension system allows it to lean to either side. The unnamed woman in her 30s was then pulled out uninjured to applause from onlookers, and just an eight-minute delay, the train went on its way.
Dude!
Pretty cool.
Hey.
Yeah.
How many people?
Well, it said 32, and then it said 40. No, wait, sorry. 40 people, 32-ton train.
Okay. I've seen, like, one dude with his teeth do that.
What? Lift a train.
Pull a train?
No, these guys, they, like, lifted it up and leaned it and pulled her out, and then boom, down on the ground, and everybody was like, yeah.
How did it go on the ground?
Boom. It's like, boom on the ground.
It's pretty great.
They threw it on the ground.
They threw it on the ground.
They're not a part of this system.
Yeah! Coming up in 5 minutes, we got birthdays.
Oh!
Studio at mystaticradio.com. If you'd like to get a birthday shout out in, email us. Steve-O and Mateo.
In the morning.
Static. Steve-O and Teo.
In the morning.
It's 6:45.
Oh my goodness. You know what that means. It's birthdays. It's birthday time for me. Not for you, just for me.
Why
now, here is Steve-er.
Morning.
Good
morning.
Did you notice when Steve-O dropped all his papers this morning, he screamed like a girl?
Yes, I noticed that all the time.
He didn't say anything.
He does that also when he, like when he washes his hands and they're wet. He's like, ah! Or maybe he tries to fix some cereal and spill some milk.
Hey!
Yeah, stuff like that.
That's serious stuff.
It's a good day for birthdays.
Yes.
It's day 204 of 2013, so there's only 161 days remaining.
Till my party.
Till the end of the year, at least.
I'm having a party, Mateo, and you're coming back from a party.
I'm going to.
You're going to be here.
I'm going to.
You're actually not.
I'm going to. Harry Potter.
It's J.K. Rowling's birthday. No? Okay. What's that dude's name? Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe.
It's Daniel Radcliffe's birthday.
Oh, Mitch is going to be devastated.
He's probably listening.
Oh.
Let me think about this.
Okay.
He started Harry Potter when he was like 12.
Yep, and that was when? 2002?
I don't know when it was, Steve.
I think it was like 2002.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Good gracious.
I say 22.
You know I live my life by magic, Steve.
Did I say 20? I say 23 now.
I say...
Ah, that's way too young.
No, 23, that's close. Maybe 24. 22.
I say 23.
And what?
22 and 23.
Yesterday he was 23.
Oh! No, I said 24!
No, it doesn't count! You changed it!
You changed it.
You changed it.
You pretty much changed it.
I live my life by magic and reason, and reason came in and ruined it!
Pretty much changed it.
George Clooney.
Noah Wiley. Julian Margulies. Anthony Edwards already had a birthday.
His first name has a Q in it.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
What?
What? Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones.
Eric LaSalle.
What? Oh, Eric.
Somebody needs to tell Eric to spell his name correctly.
Dude.
Am I right? Actually?
He was in Coming to America.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He was the dude that had the manager. Soul Glow company.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He had the Soul Glow.
That's right.
All right.
47.
49.
He's 51.
Oh!
He's closer than you.
51. Were you guys ER fans?
Nope.
My wife was.
I told you the other day, ER meant I had to go to bed.
Yep.
Wait, I know this song.
I know me too. What is this? Mike Shinoda's birthday.
No.
Oh, this is my theme song for life. That's why I recognize it. Every time I wake up, this plays in a room by itself.
Is that right?
No.
Beyonce! Beyonce!
No. Does anyone know the other names?
Kelly Rowland.
No.
Other girl.
Michelle.
Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams.
Of Destiny's Child.
Okay.
Celebrating a birthday today.
Man, that sounded like Fort Minor.
I feel like there were just two people on Destiny's Child. Wow. Can you just turn it down a little bit?
Okay. If you guys hurry up and get through this, I'll get to
42.
I
just said way older. Gosh, she's not that old. She's 37.
32.
33.
Oh!
Mateo's getting close.
You really are.
That's how I live my life.
All right, maybe
close.
You'll get
no
this.
No cigar.
it's 18. No, this is Magna P.I. It's Magna P.I.
It is.
Tom Selleck.
Nope.
Oh.
You won't get his name.
Is it the 80s?
The British guy.
It's Larry Minetti.
Larry Minetti. He played the British guy.
I thought this was a good birthday.
No, I think Larry Minetti was his little short friend. Little blonde short friend with the feathered hair.
I think you think we've seen this show before.
I've seen it.
There was the friend who flew the helicopter.
Yes.
And then the other friend that fought with him in Vietnam.
Nito.
And Magnum.
Magnum.
No clue. I honestly, I don't remember the show.
Okay, well, how old is he? He's probably close to
51.
53.
66.
Wow.
Not even close
you
at
You threw
all.
Me off.
You got to look up Larry Minetti over there so you can see what he looks like.
Nope. Boycotting it.
All right. Boycott it. I'll just go to my next audio hint.
Boycotting things has historically Alrighty. Proven to always work.
Damon Wayans. Marlon Wayans.
Marlon Wayans.
Oh! Yay! Wow.
That's where Jim Carrey got his start.
30, yep. No. 38.
Heavy D, yo.
38.
Rest in peace, Heavy D.
Say what you think.
I'm 42.
365 days, he'll be 42.
Dang it!
41.
You guys are getting so close today. So close. But no. No cigar.
So?
Alright. I don't even know if I know this theme.
Wait, Doogie Howser?
It's Doogie Howser.
No! Is it Neil's birthday?
That's nope. Just nice.
Nope.
Okay.
She played Mom.
Mom on nope. Doogie Howser.
Belinda Montgomery.
Oh, hey. Everybody knows that.
She is...
52.
Dang it! 54.
63.
Wow.
Man!
Stop throwing me off. Actually, I was going to say 52, right. So...
You didn't tell me.
Could have gone two different directions on this next one. We'll go this route.
Cool.
Ooh, oh, I like that tone. Dude. It's
Bullet to Blue Sky.
It's not.
Sounds like Bullet to Blue Sky.
This guy played in a couple fairly large bands. Guitar player.
I'm sounds rocking. Like Bullet to Blue. That bass line sounds like... Dun, 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 dun. This is STP slash Velvet Revolver.
It
Scott
is.
Weiland's birthday.
Did you just do your Shazam in there?
No, he
no,
didn't.
I did not.
If you if by Shazam you mean he knew it.
Boom!
All right, so it's Slash's birthday.
Okay.
So it's not Scott Weiland.
You should have totally
you
gone
said
with Guns N' Roses.
You really should have.
Yeah, well,
GNR, baby, you know it.
Threw you off, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Because right. I thought Scott Weiland, because you said two big bands, and this front man
I know,
was the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots.
La la la.
La la la.
It's Slash's birthday.
Cool.
Yeah, now, he's a bit older.
Here comes the water. Here comes the man sends of you.
58.
I.
58.
That'd be a good culture shock, bro. It's a great song.
58.
Slash?
Yes.
Gosh, is he that old?
I don't know.
I refuse to guess until we hear Sweet Child of Mine.
No, that's not going to happen.
I feel
man,
like,
come
I feel
on!
Like that's a good standard.
Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle.
You've heard it now.
You, how old did you say?
I said 58, and it could be wrong. It usually is.
Oh, gosh. If he's that old, 53.
48.
Oh, man, stop throwing me off!
I was a decade off. It's not bad.
Gosh.
Ferris Bueller. Matthew Broderick.
Actually, it's Edie McClurg's birthday.
Who?
Which one was that?
Pretty sure that, could that be the secretary, or is that mom?
Oh, man, I don't know.
The school secretary?
Edie McClurg?
Here, I'll look real quick.
Hey, was the girl that was his girlfriend in Ferris Bueller, was that the girl that played Marty McFly's girlfriend
no.
in the first Back to the Future?
No.
Because it switched.
No, she was in Time Cop.
Wait, what? Oh, Marty's girlfriend, sorry.
It is the lady who played the...
I'm like, that's Leah Thompson, but that's
kids,
his mom.
The kids say he's a righteous dude.
Oh, okay. It was the... That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
He's a righteous dude.
Wow, she's still with us.
She was... Well, good, Steve-O.
She is 68.
She was actually in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, too, as the rental car agent.
I say 71.
I said 68.
62.
Oh, aww. Man, sorry. Sorry.
We can do this for a little while.
I'm terrible at this.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Another audio hint?
Yeah.
All righty. Here you go.
Yes.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
It's Sopo's birthday. Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast on the Calvert campus.
You want to go where people can see. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
That's the only line I know.
Cheers.
Okay.
It's Cheers' it's birthday.
Tony Danza. No, what's his name? Ted Danson. It's
no.
He's in Zombieland. Zombieland.
No. Oh, Woody Harrelson.
It's Woody's birthday.
Yay!
How old is he?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
He was in The Hunger Games.
Yes, he was. He was in Zombieland.
And he's going to be in Catching Fire, the sequel that's coming out.
What was that bowling movie he was in?
Kingpin.
Kingpin, man. That movie's awesome.
Yeah. With Randy Quaid.
Woo! Woody Harrelson, how old are you?
55.
56.
No, really? Gosh,
you think he's that old?
White men can't jump, right?
Yes. Dude.
What do you think? Do you think he's that old? Do you think he's younger?
Man, I feel like he's going to be because he was the younger guy. But it was in a bar, right?
Well, if you're
so he
35.
Had to be at least 21 when he was on Cheers, because they filmed in a bar.
Yeah.
Duh. And that was in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010.
Yeah.
Okay. So 20, 31, 40, 51. What did you say?
I can't remember. I think I said 56.
54.
Are you guys sticking with those?
Yeah. Yes.
52.
Oh, man!
So close. We used mathematics, people.
Yeah.
Long division.
See. From, The Master?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Bam! Nice.
I was going to say MI3.
MI3, you could have said Hunger Games Catching Fire, soon to be coming out. You could have said The Master, which is what you said.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
You could have said Twister.
Did you see The Master?
Because he was in Twister. I did see The Master. Yeah, he was the guy.
Oh, yeah, he was. He was the computer dude.
Was he the one that played the music?
Yes, he was. Was The Master any good?
It is a very, very serious movie.
Yeah.
I've heard if you did not like There Will Be Blood, you will not, because it's the same dude who did There Will Be Blood.
Oh, okay.
And so it's like one of those, I'm sure there's a point to this, but it's much deeper
it's
than
one
you,
of those that you level. Watch and you're like, man,
Joaquin
this
Phoenix,
is acting.
And Amy then, Adams.
Yes. And then at the end, you're like, not sure. I'm gonna pretend I know what that meant so that I can brag to all my friends.
So how old is Philip Seymour Hoffman?
43.
45.
46.
Oh, man.
Guys are so close.
I know. Maybe
Dang
we should
it, dude,
get a...
This is making me mad.
Maybe you guys will get this.
Maybe. As I went down to the river to Alison Krauss. Boom! About the good
old way. Yeah.
She's awesome. You tell me right now.
I saw her at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm jealous of you, sir.
With Keb Moe. It's a good thing.
Man, that's a beautiful voice right there.
Yeah.
Well, I should have played the one Steve wanted to hear. Sisters, let's go down. Mm. All right, so it's Alison Krauss's birthday.
Oh, she's so pretty.
What a great voice, man.
She is only bested by my girl, Celine. I love you, Celine. One day I'm going to meet you, and I'm going to faint.
Hey.
Yeah?
What? It's Allison's birthday.
I don't care. I'm listening to the song. Shut up.
I started thinking about Celine and got distracted.
Stop it! I did! Alison Krauss is way better than Celine Dion.
I'm not getting into this with you right now.
This wrong.
I do not want
to disrespect her.
Oh, you'll get it wrong.
Well, because he said that, now I feel like she's going to be older than what I was thinking.
Skew it older.
But I don't think she's that old.
47.
See, that's what I was going to say, but then he said that, now I'm thinking she's like in her 60s.
Wait, maybe she's 54.
What did you first say?
I said 47. I say 47. I'm sticking with it.
Then I'm going to... Oh, man, I don't want to... Go high. Maybe she's younger than we think.
Not possible.
42.
She's 42.
Yeah! And then I realized it was Emmy Lou Harris I was thinking of that's really old. Nobody texted me, I promise. Look at my phone. Free and clear webcam. Nothing.
All right, we're on to inanimate objects.
Nothing.
Yes!
You ready?
Yes.
All right. The International Whaling Commission voted for a total ban on commercial whaling to take effect 3 years after this date.
What?
They voted on it, but it wouldn't take effect for 3 years. So in what date did they vote for the total ban on commercial whaling?
What is this song?
This is from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. It's Kirk Douglas. One evening, her flame of love blew out.
Pulled me down, picked me up, she swapped me for a trout. That's offensive.
It's Disney. Come on.
On this day in... When did whaling become illegal? Because I thought there's still a reality TV show about, like, whaling.
Well...
Oh, but it's still illegal, huh?
I'm going to say 1984.
Really?
I don't know.
I was going to say, like, the 1800s. Wait.
Mm-mm.
No?
No, man. That ain't me.
1937.
1982.
Wow,
it's a modern thing.
Matt
dude.
Is so. Yeah, you know, he's gonna get one of these right.
I was born in '83. What?
Okay. One more inanimate object.
Space
magic.
Comet Hale-Bopp was discovered and was visibly seen with the naked eye nearly a year later.
There's no way for me to know when Hale-Bopp was born, Stever.
Oh, yes, yes. What year did was it discovered, though? Of the Starship
Enterprise. Hale-Bopp.
I feel like it's got to be...
It's pretty modern.
Yeah, because to see the Hale-Bopp, you have to have a pretty big telescope.
No, they were seeing stuff way back when.
No, stop it!
Well, it was only a year later you could see it with the naked eye.
Wait. Oh, wait. Hale-Bopp was the one that the people with all the Nike shoes went up with, right?
Yep.
Wait. Oh, the cult. Wait, the cult in California.
Yeah.
The crazy guy came on, he was like, we're going to go to heaven
Rancho
on the
Santa
back
Fe
of the...
or something like that.
He's like, we're going to heaven on the back of the comet. Let's all wear Nikes. Just do it.
It was something like that.
Man, I bet after that happened, Nike was like, oh, crap.
Okay, so...
1996.
Oh, man. 94.
95.
Oh!
We tried.
Man, 1994 was a good year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I remember about it. I just remember being a kid.
How was that a good year then? That was a good year. The only thing I remember is some crazy cult people who like...
No, that happened
out.
In 95. I'm talking 95. About 94, man.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
No, that was 93.
Then what was 94?
Well...
If it was such a good year, how come you don't remember anything about it?
I'm thinking about it right now, and I was in fifth grade in 94, and I hated fifth grade.
Okay. So you were thinking of 93.
Man, fifth grade was the worst. Gosh, if you're a fifth grader out there, I'm sorry. You're going to get through it, though. Sixth grade's right around the corner.
Yeah, because that doesn't get worse.
When you're in sixth grade. Nuh-uh, when you're in sixth grade, you're on the playground, and you're like, hey, man. Hey.
What sixth grade did you go to?
When you're in sixth... When I was in fourth grade...
There's no playground in sixth grade.
I grew up in Mississippi. There's a playground in high school. When I was in fourth grade, it's like you're standing at the swings and people are like, hey, man, what grade are you in? And I'm like, I'm in fourth grade.
Yeah.
I had a playground in sixth grade.
It's pretty cool.
Really?
Get this. Playground in sixth grade, went to junior high, then moved and had to go back to having recess in eighth grade.
Oh. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Where did you guys go to school?
In the
I probably
boonies.
Would have passed those classes.
Right, yeah, right. In the midst of all of the orchards of Northern California.
Mm. Huh. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what else sounds wonderful?
Yeah.
Sopo.
Oh.
It's open. 7:03. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back. Some Anchor and Braille. Also some Depeche Mode for you. And some ways to keep cool this summer because it's way too hot right now.
It's not even hot.
It's ridiculous.
It's not even
I'm going to take off my really ridiculously hot
yesterday,
beanie.
Steve was like, oh, I'm sweating. And I was like, yeah, right.
Dude, it was like 90-something degrees yesterday.
I was like, yeah, right, if you're a girl.
Right back.
No
that
offense.
Music, I promise.
No offense to girls.
No offense, girls.
I'm sorry.
What? New song from the Civil Wars. We got a great, great, great New Music Tuesday
we
coming
do.
Up.
It's getting packed.
Yeah, it is. So
back-to-back hits, baby.
Yeah, that's on the way. Steve-O and Mateo.
In the mountain.
Static. But first, random phone call. Static.
I have a request.
Cool.
I just had the worst experience ever in my cabs, but I need, like, a good song to pick me up and revive my spirit.
Wait, you just had the worst experience ever with your cabs?
I drive a cab.
A cab. Okay, yeah. A taxi. Oh, dude, tell us about it.
I just had a girl fart in my taxi.
Okay.
Yes. What song would you like to hear? Any song.
I don't know. But she's like, oh, thanks for bringing me here. So I was like, no problem. Here's how much it's going to cost you. Give me $2 tip. She walks out like, oh,
come on. Dude, you know what that's called, right? That's called a defarture. That's
okay.
When you wait.
Yeah. No,
that's
gosh.
When you wait until you're leaving the car, and then, or you're leaving someone's house. You know, when you're a guest at someone's house, Matt. You're living
Steve-O,
with me.
I get the idea.
Yeah.
That you're
and she
saying.
Tells me, I'm gonna call and pick me up later. And she's like, I'll give you a bigger tip. So I tell her, I deserve a bigger tip than you farting in my cab.
This is true.
Pause, friend.
This is true.
Pause.
This is true.
If she gave you a normal tip and a fart, I don't want to know what's gonna happen with the bigger tip. She could be the serial pooper. Who did you just give a ride to? Are you in Albuquerque?
Oh, man. Thank you for the call.
And before he goes,
Yeah.
Oh, is he gone?
I think he left.
Did he go? Wait.
I was going to ask him because.
No, I'm here.
Yay!
He's here. Yay!
Isn't Don showing up today?
Oh, Don is showing up today.
Guys, how did you know it was her?
Oh, I'm just saying.
Just kidding.
Matt's wife is coming in town from Nashville today.
Describe this lady.
Yeah. Does she have like half black, half blonde hair? I'm just kidding. Don hasn't had that in like years.
She has it again.
She has it again?
Yes.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. Okay. Caller, caller, good luck out there. We'll play you a good song.
We'll play you a great song. What kind of music? Like Switchfoot style, or you want something heavier? You want something lighter? What do you want?
Let's do heavy, because you guys already played the best song in the world in the morning, so.
Which one was that? Best song
in the East.
Least of these, Joyful Noise. Let's be honest. That really is the best song.
It's a good song, man.
It's pretty great.
So you can play that again, or you can play a Cookie Monster, man. But whatever you guys
Cookie
like.
Monster, I love it. Like corn.
Yeah.
The best Cookie Monster band. Thank you for the call. I haven't heard that in a long time. The Cookie Monster Band.
I don't get
it. Because it's always like...
Oh,
and you can't understand
okay.
It's like, oh, the cookie.
Cookie Monster Band. I get it. I like it. And I'm down with that. I'm down with that sickness.
Oh, man.
Speaking of that, the other day when the whole Rolling Stone cover thing happened, and the singer of Disturbed wrote this treatise, this profanity-filled...
tirade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody commented under it. He wrote, I guess he's not... ... down with the sickness. I'm sorry I had to. And it was so funny. It was funny to me. I'm sorry.
It only would have been made better if it had music put to it.
Ooh, bah, ah, ah.
No. You'd have to say it again.
Nope.
So basically.
Not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Fine. Moving on. It's hot.
No,
it's summertime.
It's not that bad.
Let's be honest.
No.
It's terrible. If your air conditioner's not working, it's even worse. Yesterday, I had to call P&M to make sure that my meter was correct because I got my electricity bill because we got refrigerated air, and it was like, what? So here's the thing. Can't run refrigerated air all the time because it'll rack up your bill. So I found some great ways to keep us cool this summer so we don't have to run the refrigerated air all the time or
love
you don't
it.
Have to keep your fans on all the time.
Let's hear them.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. If it's late at night, you know how it's like hot? Do you like wear socks or do you keep your feet out?
Me?
Like, yeah.
No,
when you go
dude.
To sleep, I can't do anything. I seriously... Blah. Like maybe a sheet.
Wear socks while you sleep? That sounds
some
like
people
that's
do.
Misery.
Yeah, that is misery.
Ugh.
That is misery.
Gross.
A lightweight silk sheet apparently will help you out. Pure silk. It's expensive.
Mm.
It's very expensive. But it's also breathable fabric, so it's your choice.
Breathable fabric.
Yeah. Yeah. You can still stretch it apparently. They say to sprinkle a little sprinkle of talc.
Yeah.
On a cotton sheet.
Okay.
That can help soak up sweat. Gross.
Okay.
Keeping you nice and chill through the evening.
Okay.
Here's something weird. You ever notice monkeys licking their wrists?
Yeah.
Have you?
No, because I'm not around monkeys a lot. I don't work at the zoo.
Apparently, it's their way of bringing down their body temperature. Same principle applies for humans.
Oh, don't forget to lick your wrist before you go to sleep, everyone.
Or just stick your wrist under cold water for 10 seconds. That's what I was going to say, weirdo.
I'm sorry. I drew a direct correlation from what you said just before that. My bad.
Apparently, this will reduce your body temperature for at least an hour. Also, you can get the back of your neck, your knees, and your feet with a cool, damp flannel.
There's no way you could lick the back of your neck.
No, there's not.
So don't try it.
Get a little, little washcloth, stick it in the freezer, and whenever you start to feel warm, those are the areas. Your wrists, your neck, your knees, and your feet.
I want to reach out to my friends back east right now. It's not hot here. It's dry. And so when he says hot and he's sweating, it's nothing compared to home.
It is hot. Who cares? You and your, like, one-upping.
I have an elitist attitude when it comes to humidity.
And so
sweaty.
It's really hot for me, but it was also really humid. So I'm pretty sure that my dad invented heat because he's the devil. So... What just happened?
That's you! That's every time me. I tell a story, you have to one-up me. I'm like, dude.
Let me one-up you one more
can
time.
Can I share with you? Because you're my bud, and I love you, bro. Yeah. And I just want to share a great story. And you're like, yeah, that's a decent story. But the story that I'm about to tell is way better because it involves everything in your story, except I'm going to amplify it times five.
I'm going to tell you why that's not
true. You're that guy
true.
At the party I hate talking to.
I'm going
to
tell you why that's not true.
Okay.
Because I'm from Mississippi. How could I possibly one-up you with anything except terrible things like obesity, teenage pregnancy,
this
welfare,
is true. Yeah,
you know, all that stuff.
We've talked about that. New Mexico and Mississippi are pretty much neck and neck for worst in a lot of areas, unfortunately. So.
Actually, Mississippi's worst.
Ways to keep you cool this summer. How about this one? You're going to love this. You've actually delved into this quite a bit being here.
Yeah.
Spicy food.
Oh my god.
Spicy food can actually cool you down. A hot curry or some good green chili, it increases body perspiration.
Yeah.
Which in turn cools the body as it evaporates. Just got to get into those green chili enchiladas.
Gosh.
Huh?
Chrissy, I'm not going to eat the green chili enchiladas.
They're good.
There's tons of them left over from the banquet the other night. I'm not going to eat them.
You know they were delicious.
It almost destroyed me.
It really did. I apologize for that.
I had to go to the bathroom like four times.
You are not used to green chili.
I'm not.
I'm going to acclimate you so that by the time you leave in August.
Yeah, then I'm going to go home and it's going to be like. Then I'll be actually guy at home. I'll be like, actually, I've been out in New Mexico. And the chili, the green chili is way hotter than this.
Yeah.
Did you know? Okay. For example, here we have Carl's Jr. and what is it? Green something?
Green something.
Isn't.
Are you talking about fast food places?
Yeah, yeah. It's Carl's Jr. and is it Green Burrito that's with Carl's Jr.? Okay.
Oh, we don't have anything connected, do we?
I thought you did.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't eat crappy fast food.
Maybe that's further west.
Okay.
But then in Nashville, it's Hardee's and Red Burrito.
Shut up.
Not kidding.
So it's the red and the green? What do you prefer so far?
Nothing.
Yeah. I've made you try red chili and green chili.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah.
I prefer ice cream.
Speaking of ice cream, how about this one?
What?
Cool down with the bowl of yogurt.
That sounds good.
They say forget ice cream. Yogurt actually is far higher water content, around 85%, and it can provide instant cooling. I'm just trying to help you out.
Do you put the yogurt on the back of your neck?
No, you do not put the yogurt on the back of your neck.
On your wrist.
You eat the yogurt and then lick your wrists. Come on!
We got this, y'all.
Obviously. How about this? A daily vitamin can combat sunburn from the inside out. Research suggests that taking a daily dose of antioxidants, vitamin C and E, can help prevent UV light-induced inflammation and damage to the skin.
Neato.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
If you spend 20 minutes in the sun, you get all the vitamin D that you need.
Yeah, but you need C and E as well to help prevent UV light, blah, 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 blah.
I'm just trying to say, before you, Steve-O, go to the GNC or whatever it is, and you buy a bunch of vitamin D, all you got to do is go stand in the sunshine
Boom.
For 20 minutes.
Thank you, Superman.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Stever.
Antioxidants.
Uh-huh.
Dark chocolate.
Yes. Yum. Okay.
Gosh, see, now that's a man you need to listen to. You're over here talking about licking your wrist and putting yogurt on your neck, and I don't want to do any of that. Who puts talc powder on their sheet?
I don't know. This is what I was given.
You know, you're making me not trust the reason side of my life.
How about this? Turn off the TV or your Xbox or all the other things that are generating heat, like your appliances around the house. They say switch them off when they're not in use. Turn everything off.
Sounds like somebody over there is probably getting a little convicted about the Xbox.
Moving on.
Maybe the Lord's speaking to you.
I'm just saying. Body lotions, moisturizers, and foot salves. Keep them in the fridge. They'll feel refreshingly cold when you apply them after a shower. Here's the thing, though. My shower's upstairs, and the refrigerator is downstairs, and I have a house guest, namely you right now.
It is me.
And I just don't know how comfortable I would feel after a shower downstairs.
I'll do it. No, you open the door and say, Matt, bring me the sap thing in the refrigerator. And I'll be like, where is it? And you'll say, it's behind the mustard. I'll say, why do you guys have four bottles of mustard?
We have kids!
And you'll say, we shop at Sam's Club! Leave me alone! Bring this app!
I got it. I can do this.
All right, good. As long as you can, you know what I should do?
No.
Is move the baby monitor into my bathroom.
Oh, my God.
All right?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Then you can have a baby monitor in your, because we have baby monitors around the house for Brody.
Oh.
And we'll keep one in your room.
Brody.
And so instead, I'll just yell into the baby monitor, Matt. Matt. That way I don't even have to get out of the shower. And I can just yell to the baby monitor, Mateo. Mateo.
What?
I'm going to need that hand salve.
Oh, my God.
Matt, I'm going to need that, except it's not a two-way radio, so I won't ever know if you're actually there, so I'm just
going
to
have
to
be screaming.
Yeah.
You'll hear me from, I'll be like, Stever. Stever.
He's gone.
Where'd he go?
He's a vapor.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he comes and goes as he pleases.
Here today and gone tomorrow.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's called a build. You should shut up.
I am building.
No! Still building. We're building a wall. A wall between us. Yep.
That's about right.
Steve-O and Mateo hanging out with you in the morning. 7:40 now. We're about 20 minutes away from New Music Tuesday, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing.
You know what we forgot about?
What?
Coon is supposed to send us a song.
What?
And he hasn't yet. Coon, if you are listening, get on the ball, man!
Coon-matic, the rap addict.
Oh, by the way, apologize to everybody and tell them what you did.
Oh, man, I'm not apologizing. Look.
Tell them.
I do a morning show.
Steve-O boy, tell them.
And a minute ago, we did a bit, and I was talking about how you are the one-upper in life, and you're always one-upping me.
Right.
And we got off the air, and you said, man, I'm not the one-upper. I don't always do that always. Now, here's what you're going to do when we get back on the air. You're going to apologize, and you're going to tell everybody how wrong you were about that.
Because it hurt my feelings.
And I realized that you're not just the one-upper. You're also the bully.
It's called authority, my friend. I'm speaking to you with authority from on high.
Man.
Now tell them you're sorry and tell them the truth.
The truth is, you're not the one-upper. I was trying to be funny.
Thank you.
At the expense of my friendship.
Yeah, and that's expensive.
And I'm just realizing you're only here for another, like, week and a half.
And how bad do you feel for hurting my feelings?
I feel so bad.
On a scale of 1 to 3, how bad do you feel?
5.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Off the scales.
Boring.
I agree, man. Gosh, it's terrible. Good news, though. Coming up in at the 8 o'clock hour.
Woo!
New Music Tuesday.
I'm
you gotta
so
stick
excited
around for
about
this.
It.
We've got some Imagine Dragons.
Woo!
We've got some War Generation.
Oh, stoked about that.
Man. Oh, man, a band that you have never heard that we are going to introduce you to, and then you're going to go tell all your friends, and you're going to say, I found out because of this amazing radio station.
Amazing.
Static Radio.
We are not amazing anything.
Nope, but we are amazing.
Yes.
You're
welcome.
Your boy Mickey Echo.
Oh, man, Mickey Echo.
Got a track from Mickey?
From my girl, Firefly.
For reals.
It's so funny. Sometimes we'll go places and you'll hear people go, is that Firefly?
When are you just going to up and join that band?
Nope.
Never?
We got some new stuff from my other boys and come win.
Oh, man.
And then my boy Nate's in a band called Lulu May. And then I played with my boys in HOH with this other band called 6E, and they good.
You pretty much are owning New Music Tuesday while you're here.
And my boy Coon's supposed to send in a song, but he's doing nothing.
Yeah.
He sent us a wonderful picture. I'm probably going to post the picture.
You should. You should. Now, are you ready for a little trivia?
I would love some trivia.
Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700.
Call in!
And if you would like to help Mateo here, because I'm about to brain stump him, and he's from Mississippi, so let's be honest.
Yeah, it's not going to be hard. Hey, Steve-O, what's 3 plus 4?
7.
I didn't know that.
A man flew into Los Angeles on Saturday.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, is this one of those train questions?
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
All right.
Gosh, this is
505-338-3700. Here's the rules of the game. You can only ask questions that can be answered with yes, no, or irrelevant, okay?
Crap. Okay.
You ready to try and figure this out?
Yes.
Okay, good. A man flew into Los Angeles on Saturday. He stayed for 3 nights at the Beverly Hills Hotel,
okay.
Then spent 1 night in the nearby Santa Monica Hilton.
Okay.
He then flew out again on Saturday. Between the two flights, he never left the L.A. area, and he did not stay anywhere except those two hotels. How could he arrive and leave on Saturday, yet stay only 4 nights?
Tim, call me. Tim.
Is that your lifeline?
Tim or Eric.
Skippers, your lifeline?
You guys are the smartest people I know. Hurry up. Hurry up. Wake up.
505-338-3700. You can only ask yes, no, or irrelevant questions.
Tim, call me!
Man flew into L.A. on Saturday.
Wait, read it again. Wait, did you say he flew in on a plane?
A man flew into Los Angeles on Saturday.
Okay.
He stayed for 3 nights at the Beverly Hills Hotel, then spent 1 night in the nearby Santa Monica Hilton.
Okay.
He then flew out again on Saturday.
Okay.
Between the two flights, he never left the L.A. area, and he did not stay anywhere except those two hotels. So how could he arrive and leave on Saturday, yet stay only 4 nights? I believe in you. You can ask me questions. Are you mad at me? You can do it, Mississippi. I believe in you.
Okay.
Don't you watch Sherlock? Come on, to do some things.
Gosh, man, I'm not Sherlock. I'm just Mateo. Mateo for short. It's cool. Okay. He was there for 4 nights.
Yep.
He flew in on a Saturday.
He flew in on Saturday.
And flew out on a Saturday.
Flew out on Saturday.
Why are you getting rid of the A's when I say on a Saturday? On a Saturday.
Because that's not what I said.
Wait. He flew in. Is Saturday the name of the airline?
Dummy. Got it right. That didn't take long.
Hashtag humble brag. Hashtag humble brag. I'm going to eat my oatmeal.
Boom!
What?
We got a great comment / link on our Facebook page.
Yes.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio came from Kayla. We are talking about trying to keep cool this summer because, let's be honest, it is stupid hot, according to me.
Yeah.
Teo says it's not as hot.
Well.
But if you're wanting a good way to keep you cool, she put some air-conditioned pants.
Ooh.
On Facebook.
I like that idea.
Just one way to keep you cool this summer. Static.
Well, it's Cab Driver.
Hey, hey. Cab Driver.
Hey, that song, what did you say it was? Something of War?
Yeah, War Generation.
Dude, that was on like Ciznon.
It was on like Ciznon!
What is that? That's incredible.
Dude. Steven, we're bringing that back.
We're bringing it back. I used to say that. Ciznon. Because people used to say it's on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I remember that.
It didn't rhyme. And so I said, that doesn't rhyme. That rhymes. You know what rhymes? Ciznon. It's on like Ciznon.
It's on like Ciznon.
Please bring that back, Polish Cab Driver.
Yep, I will. You guys have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Yep.
Polish Cab Driver needs music now because he's a regular and he's got a name. Because he gave himself a name.
Yes.
He's in the Albuquerque area. Maybe Dawn.
Should we do like a polka theme?
I guess we could.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that the kind of music that they listen to?
I guess. It was a while. They both started with a P. The next letter was an O. I don't know.
Hey, good news, because this is really breaking news.
Breaking news.
Our president took time.
All right.
To congratulate Prince William and Kate on the royal birth of their baby.
Nice.
In an official statement issued by the White House, the president said, Michelle and I are so pleased to congratulate the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge on the joyous occasion of the birth of their first child.
Yes.
We wish them all the happiness and blessings parenthood brings.
Blessings.
The child enters the world at a time of promise and are pleased to join with the people of the UK as they celebrate the birth of the young prince. That's what he said.
Hey, would you repeat that music? I have an announcement tonight.
Oh, beautiful.
I would like to issue a formal congratulations to all of the normal babies that were born yesterday. Though you are normal, you have been born into what is known as a time of promise, prosperity, and other people. Though you are normal, you might be able to overcome the obstacles that you will face as you grow, including Google Glass, iPhone updates, and traffic.
Beautiful.
Congratulations, normal babies.
There you go. A lot of babies were born yesterday. Actually, you know who did not congratulate the prince and princess?
Who?
CBS.
Right.
CBS News, they did not break in.
Whoa!
With the special report to announce the birth of the baby. ABC News and NBC News interrupted regular programming with special reports.
Well, it was probably my stories that were on right then.
Yeah, CBS News was the only network that did not break away from regular programming to announce the birth of the royal heir. And let's be honest, people cared more about their show, One Life to Live, than they did about the royal.
Don't interrupt my stories. You got me, CBS? Thank you. Everybody else? These are my stories.
They listened. CBS, the only one that didn't break in. Here's the question.
Yes?
Why do we care?
Why
do we care?
Let me see.
I get it. It's a baby. Does anybody care? 505-338-3700 is the phone number. I'm honestly curious because it seems like every channel we turned on yesterday, there was some report, there was some story. It's a boy!
Right,
this is really big news.
I've Googled it.
Okay.
Why Americans care about the royal baby.
Oh, thank you, Google.
This was posted an hour ago by First Things. I don't know what this is.
Okay.
It's hardwired into our very being to desire a king.
Oh, imagine that.
Throughout the history of the world,
Israel, I'm looking at you.
Has been the most common form of government. Some people will argue that selfish strongmen impose their will on oppressed populations. But that narrative doesn't fit the historical record. Monarchy's predominance doesn't rest on oppression.
Okay. Let's find out what the people think. Because we're all about the people.
It rests on the fact that for the last 6,000 years, most humans have been incredibly comfortable with the institution
there
of
you go.
Monarchy.
Oh, static. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Cool.
Hey, I just wanted to say, for starters, New Music Tuesday this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thanks, man.
That's all Mateo.
No, you were in there, too.
No, come on.
And I do congratulate him. Yes, you know, having a baby's awesome.
Yeah, every baby's cool.
I have nieces.
I'm down with babies.
I have a baby. But, yeah. I mean, really, who cares?
All right.
I don't care.
Okay.
Well,
there you go.
Wanted to put that out there.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Static!
Hey, why is there even a monarchy in England?
Why is there a monarchy in England?
Yeah.
Tradition.
I mean, they don't have any political power, so why do they even exist?
Or do they?
I think about that.
Or do they?
Not really.
Or do they?
Wait, let me rephrase this question.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to rephrase it for you and see if this is more comfortable for you.
Uh-huh.
Or am me?
Oh! Does that help you out?
Not really. But
cool.
Whatever.
That could help. All right.
Sorry. Copyright, Ryan Kuhn.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's right. The royal birth yesterday.
Yes.
And we're talking about it.
I'm going to post it on the Facebooks.
Yeah.
This is the most important thing I've done all morning.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm serious. Do you care? I'm curious. I'd really like to know because it was all over every channel except CBS.
They don't care.
Person of interest seemed more important than the royal birth. Take that, Static.
Hi, Static.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
I have an answer to that
okay.
last question.
I would love to know.
Well, it's just a thought.
Okay.
It is tradition. It has been around a long time, but mm-hmm. All things royal make buckets of tourism money.
Ah,
so it's like a huge industry for Great Britain.
There you go.
That's why they keep it.
That is a fantastic opinion.
Uh-huh. That's probably why monarchy starts with monarchy.
Yeah! Nailed it! You just killed my ears.
No? No? Because money, monarch, I got nothing. I got to be honest. I got absolutely nothing, but
TJ,
I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
TJ has posted his meme. TJ, did you make this up?
It's pretty great.
Or what? It says it has a picture of, I don't know, maybe George Washington.
Why not?
We have some redcoats in there, and then we got an American flag. It says, we fought for independence so we wouldn't have to care about the royal baby.
This is true. And most people, sadly, are still caring.
I will say that is a fact, but there's nothing wrong about caring about this baby.
That's okay. I'm just very thankful that Mitch is in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico right now, because I know that that's all we'd be talking about, which means we should probably move on. Why not?
Well, let's do it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation at hand.
Come on in, people.
Door's open. Done. Baby had a baby.
The Queen's baby.
Queen's baby had a baby.
Baby. Oh yeah.
Just saying. And we care.
I do. A little bit.
Congratulations to Queen.
I think part
for all their accomplishments.
You've accomplished so much. I think the reason I care about this baby,
huh,
is because your freaking baby won't get off of me.
What?
Yes.
My baby is awesome.
Did I tell you what happened yesterday?
No, you didn't.
Okay,
with
so
Brody?
It was before we did our workout.
Okay.
You went upstairs, changing to your workout clothes.
Yep.
Walking in there. Chrissy's home. Dudes are home. You know, whatever. I see Brody sitting over there in his little bassinet.
Right. Little hanging out place.
Yeah, just hanging.
Yeah.
I'm like, Brody, how big is Brody? This big. You know, and I'm trying to, you know.
Make him laugh.
Establish friendship.
Yeah.
You know, make a good foundation. You know what that kid said to me?
Huh.
He looks up at me, and he said, oh.
No, yes. He did not.
He did.
No, he did not. He's a baby.
He said,
I don't believe you.
And then you came back downstairs, and he was like, I can't.
Lies.
He said, mama, mama, mama. And Chrissy walked in.
But that baby is a sweetheart.
Look, if you want more, if you want a visual on this battle with Brody,
yeah,
the turmoil
that
my life is just, you know, just smothered with right now.
I apologize. He seems like such a sweet kid.
Follow me on the Instagram.
Yep.
I put up pictures often of my battles with Brody.
This is true. And it's starting to get a little contentious.
It's catching on.
I mean, that's my kid that we're talking about.
No.
So obviously you know who I'm going to side with.
Me.
I'm just saying.
Me.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, because
babies
be honest,
can't be trusted.
I don't have to change your diaper. So, you know, you care and respect me.
Yet.
Yeah. Yeah. However, if you would like to check it out, Instagram.com/AlotaMateo.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Posting photos with your battle with Brody, who is such a sweet kid.
Nope.
Speaking of kids, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Our government. In the news.
What did they do this time?
They congratulated the prince and princess.
On their baby boy.
Or Duke and Duchess, whatever.
I don't know.
So we're asking the question, does anybody care? What's the big deal about this baby over in the UK? And Paul in Houston said, don't know what the big deal is. I run into lots of royal babies every day at work, grocery stores, airports, etc. Yeah, I've met some royal babies at grocery stores. And I'm like, dude, Congratulations, kid, because you're not mine.
My very
good job, you.
My very funny friend Dustin tweeted a British news guy.
Yeah,
we've got a baby.
Oh yeah,
a royal baby.
This is true.
And then he said, wrestling newscaster guy, we've got a baby, a royal baby. And I was like, Dustin, you're funny.
Yes. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got a ton of comments coming in. Are you kidding me?
Let's see what Thebe says. He doesn't even care a little.
Okay.
Nathan says he gave us a spiritual answer.
Okay.
He said, God has revealed himself to us using different metaphors, such as a father, husband, and a king.
All right.
The birth of a royal baby is all three wrapped in one. So it's in our DNA to care about it, even if, as Americans, we have given up on the monarchy.
We've given up on the monarchy.
Yep. And then he says, in practice, we've started giving up on marriage and fatherhood, too, but that's a different rant.
Dude, that's a, yeah. Mm.
Oh. And then I'm starting to think that the T in TJ stands for troll, because then TJ wrote, because he's the Antichrist.
Oh, man, no, TJ.
Guys,
no, he is not.
I think TJ wants some attention.
His name isn't even Damien, so obviously you're wrong.
That movie
scared
me.
Come on.
The Omen, is that what you're talking about right now?
Oh, there's a movie?
The Omen.
I just knew a kid named Damien that
from
was really
70s?
Mean to me. I don't know.
Man, that movie was scary. It's scary.
Oh, can you believe it, Tao? It is 9:45.
I cannot believe it.
Which means it's time to say goodbye.
Well, let's talk about what we learned today.
Okay, what did we learn today?
Well, number one, it was New Music Tuesday, so we learned about a ton of cool bands.
There's a lot of great bands. We found out John Bunch has a new project.
We found out there are a couple of older bands that we like, and we might have forgotten that we liked them.
Right, Firefight, Spoken.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff from both of them.
Pretty cool. We learned that there's a royal baby in this world.
Yeah, and some people care about this royal baby.
And some people don't care at all about this baby.
Some people don't care at all about anything.
We also learned that my wife gets here today, Lord willing, because hopefully her Southwest plane won't lose its front landing gear.
Like the one did at LaGuardia in New York City.
Thankfully, none of those people were very seriously injured.
Absolutely. We also learned that the president doesn't have time to address big things, but he does have time to send out a statement about the royal baby.
Because let's face it, guys, what's bigger than staying popular and liked in the media for pointless reasons? There's nothing more important.
Oh, man. We also learned that cats can raise ducks.
Woo.
That was a pretty big one.
That was a big one. And,
yeah.
And I learned over Twitter that you typically shut down Mitch when she talks about cats.
I do.
But I want to say that I feel welcomed.
Uh-huh.
I have a warm feeling on the inside because
when I
speak about little baby kittens.
Mm-hmm. And you do often.
I do. I have a pet
little
cat named Panda.
She's
sweet.
Yeah.
You welcome it.
Speaking of pandas, we learned that dozens of Japanese people pushed a 32-ton train off of a platform to free a woman who had fallen onto it.
That just proves the strength, number one, of a bunch of people together.
Mm-hmm.
And the strength, number two, of the human spirit.
Oh, man. And that is what we leave you with, the strength of the human spirit.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you guys again tomorrow. If you missed any part of the show, you can podcast it. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. Get your podcast on. Steve-O and Mateo.
In the morning.
We'll see you guys mañana.
Bye. I sing a-